The northern half of Scotland, here again you have wintry showers to contend with, temperatures in a range of 1 to 5.
Phil, thank you very much. The time is 6:07. Today's programme is guest edited by Prince Harry, and he is here, and some guest music producers as well to tell us, at least in part, what their part in his life is and his part in theirs. I'll turn to you guys in a second. Prince Harry, first of all, you are very welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Very good to see you. You have done interviews for this programme, and I just wondered, first of all, what that was like for you. You've been interviewed an awful lot. I doubt you've done that many.
I haven't done that many interviews, but it was quite fun, especially interviewing President Obama, despite the fact that I think he wanted to interview me. It could have worked both ways. But it's been a big learning curve, but also, you know, these are incredibly important topics that I think we all need to think about and that need to be discussed. And
yeah,
I'm incredibly fortunate to have a platform like this.
And just to mention a couple of them, and charities, you've got strong views about charities and their part in our lives.
Yeah, no, I think more and more people are giving to charity. And we're going to have a couple of people coming in today talking about the element of trust with the British public specifically, in making sure that we have that trust with the charitable sector and making sure that the money is being spent wisely.
The armed forces, obviously,
mm-hmm.
the army for 10 years.
Importance,
the role that they play.
There's a huge role that they play, and we must make sure that it's not sympathy, but it's respect towards our armed forces. Especially at this time of year, we've got many thousands of individuals scattered all across the world doing amazing things, representing our values overseas. And yeah, that needs to be discussed, and it will be later on in the programme.
It's difficult for you, isn't it? Because obviously you can't be political. But on the other hand, you know, you want to set out. And I just wonder the extent to which this programme is the setting out of you and the things that are going to be your concerns from here on in.
Well, a lot of these subjects I've been working with for many, many years, and obviously I can't get involved in politics, but I hope that people, you know, at home, in their car, wherever they are listening, that just merely by the subjects that I've chosen and the topics of discussion that are going to happen, that it becomes clearly obvious the points that I'm trying to make. And I hope that, you know, people are able to take a moment out of their busy lives to think about some of the things that I believe that we really need to be thinking about, some of these big, big issues.
And this is you. I mean, what you're presenting this morning, and it is your programme for the next 3
months. No, it is me, and it's been a few months of back and forward with the amazing team here.
Yes, so. Actually, that's a good point. This isn't something you just... I mean, you've been working hard on it yourself. You've been very hands-on as a guest editor.
I'm incredibly passionate about all of these causes, and I do genuinely believe that these are all issues that really need to be discussed.
As I was saying, we are joined here in the studio as well by Anissa Moen, by Nathaniel Semple, who are music producers from the community recording studios in Nottingham, which is a charity that Prince Harry has close ties to. Trevor Rose, who runs it, is also here. Let's hear, first of all, one of the tracks that's been produced by their studio. It's Step Out of Bed by the Ivy Crew.
You already know what I'm here for. I've been going all since I was in year 4. We've been all flight in my white Air Force. Them man ain't got bars with his bear talk.
The former US President Barack Obama has warned that irresponsible use of social media is distorting the public's understanding of complex issues and leading to the spread of misinformation. In an interview with Prince Harry for this programme, he says people in positions of power should exercise care when posting messages. Our North America editor John Sopel reports.
This is Barack Obama's first interview since leaving office. Speaking to Today, he doesn't mention Donald Trump by name, but general concerns about the direction America is moving in seeps through the exchanges, most notably the way people communicate on Twitter and Facebook. He warns that social media is corroding civil discourse and talks about the responsibility of people in positions of leadership, warning of a situation where facts are discarded and people just read and listen to things that reinforce their own biases. The former president talks about the day he handed over power to his successor and flew out from Washington on the Marine One helicopter for the last time. He said he felt satisfied, but...
That was mixed with all the work that was still undone and concerns about how the country moves forward. But, you know, overall, there was a serenity there, more than I would have expected.
What's clear is that Mr. Obama takes greatest pride in his health reforms that have resulted in an additional 20 million Americans having insurance, reforms that his successor is still determined to unwind. Donald Trump has been deeply critical of the Obama era, but the former president is not taking the bait to fight back. Well, at least not in this royal interview.
And you can hear the full interview after the 8 o'clock news. Motorists are being warned of dangerous conditions and air travellers of possible delays.
2017 began with Barack Obama leaving the White House and handing over the baton of the presidency to Donald Trump. Our guest editor today, Prince Harry, met President Obama in Toronto in September during the Invictus Games to talk about his memories of the day he left office, his post-presidential work with the Obama Foundation, and his hopes for the future.
I understand this is the first interview that you've said yes to doing post handing over the reins as such.
It's true.
For 8 years, your alarm went off. You woke up to the realization that you were president of the United States and faced immediately with a million challenges. When you wake up now as Barack Obama, former president of the United States, what's different about your mornings?
I wake up later. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to control your day in a way that you just can't as president. The job entailed a wide range of responsibilities and a constantly full inbox. And now, when I wake up, I can make my own decisions about, you know, how do I want to spend my time? What do I need to do to move forward the things that I care deeply about? And that's obviously hugely liberating. But the things that are important to me haven't changed. You know, I still care about making sure that the United States and the world is a place where kids get a decent education, where people who are willing to work hard are able to find a job that pays a living wage, that we're conserving the amazing resources of our planet so that future generations can enjoy the beauty of this place like we did. And so, although I don't have the same tools that I had as president, you know, I have to rely more on persuasion than legislation, for example. A lot of the things that still motivate me and move me continue to this day.
What do you miss the most?
Well, I have to say, because we were both in traffic today, you know, the fact that I didn't used to experience traffic. I used to cause traffic,
yes,
much to the consternation of any place that I was visiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss my team. You know, there's a camaraderie and an intensity to the work. Mm. Everything you do every day, you know, can affect millions or billions of people in some case. And to have really smart, focused people who are there for the right reasons, and who over time have built up trust and have learned to support each other and rely on each other, I miss that. I miss the work itself because it was fascinating.
Rewarding as well.
And rewarding. And you knew that even if the politics of a certain issue didn't always work out well, that by doing a good job, there was somebody out there, maybe a mother who, you know, was worried about a sick child and now had a doctor, or, you know, your ability to protect some people from those who would do them harm. You know, that kind of day-to-day satisfaction, I think, is hard to match.
Can I take you back to the 20th of January, 2017? You're sat in Marine One, the presidential helicopter, flying over Washington. You've sat through the inauguration.
Perfect.
Okay. Just quickly onto the serious questions. Very, very quickly. You ready?
Yes.
It's a quick fire question round. White House down or Olympus has fallen?
Didn't see either of them.
You have to make a choice.
I didn't see either of them. How can I make a choice?
White House down.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
What do you miss the most, the cinema or the bowling alley?
Cinema. We called it a movie theater, but okay. That's fine.
Boxers or briefs?
Sorry, we don't answer those questions.
LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Jordan. Although I love LeBron, but I'm a Chicago guy.
Aretha Franklin or Tina Turner?
Aretha's the best.
Rachel or Monica?
I like Rachel.
Okay. I won't be telling Monica that. Kim or Chloe?
This one, I have to I have to defer on.
Okay. Harry or William?
William right now.
Titanic or The Bodyguard?
Titanic.
Suits or The Good Wife?
Suits, obviously.
Great, great, great answer. Cigarettes or gum?
Gum now, baby.
Gum. White House or Buckingham Palace?
White House, just because Buckingham Palace looks like it would take a really long time to mow.
Okay, fair enough.
A lot of upkeep.
Queen or The Queen?
The Queen.
Okay, good answer again. The Rock or Chris Rock?
That's an interesting question. I like them both.
Slip and slide or electric slide?
Electric slide. That's my generation.
Fantastic answer. And lastly, your last $5, buy a burger or buy a lottery ticket?
It depends on how good the burger is. But I like a good burger.
Okay, good. Mr. President, thank you very, very much for sparing your time. I'm sorry we ran over a bit, but...
Your Highness, I enjoyed this, especially the lightning round.
Good.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There we are. And there is more, actually. There is a 40-minute version of that. If you subscribe to our podcast, Best of Today, from wherever you get your podcasts from, you can hear the whole thing.
All of us have to explain certain things about our family to our person we're marrying or married to. Were there family traditions you had to explain to her?
Oh, plenty. I think that's probably. I mean, I think we've got one of the biggest families that I know of, and every family is complex as well. So, no, look, she's done an absolutely amazing job. Just getting in there, and it's the family that I suppose she's never had.
Okay, final seconds of your programme. What is it that you would say? This is the message. Literally 2 seconds.
2 seconds. I really don't know.
Prince Harry, thank you.
Thank you.